these dollar bills be for you all? Did I plan this? I probably did. Who wants to be rich when they grow up? Yeah? What about you? You want to be rich? No? Okay. Who wants to be poor when they grow up? No? Don't want to be poor either? You just want to be in the middle somewhere, right? Who doesn't want to be, right? These dollar bills represent a story I'm going to tell you this morning. Who's ever heard of Lazarus and the rich man? Ever heard of him before? Well, basically, Lazarus sat outside the gate of the rich man's house. And in the Bible, it says that Lazarus waited out there every day, and the rich man would walk past him, wouldn't pay attention to him. And the man was obviously in need of food and water and other necessities that we all take for granted. And when the rich man went past one day, he just looked over at Lazarus and laughed. We see Lazarus died one day. And when Lazarus died, he went to heaven. He went to heaven because he trusted God and what God does, even though he had nothing worldly like money or material possessions. But you see, the Bible tells us that the man that had the worldly possessions, he went somewhere else. Not because he had money, because he didn't care for his fellow brother. And you see, he looked up to God and he said, "Why? Why are you not letting me come up there? I've done well for myself. I've had wealth and all that." And God told him that it was okay that he was rich. That wasn't the issue. And it was okay that Lazarus was poor. That wasn't his issue either. The problem out of it was that he didn't care for Lazarus like we should care for everybody else. So whether rich or poor, just know that you can't buy your way into heaven, even with $2. Let's have prayer together. Jamie, you want to lead us in prayer? All right, let's say it together then. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for everyone, no matter what. Amen.